Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We call upon Congress to demand that Congress conduct a House ethics investigation into George Santos.
On Thursday, New York Democrat Robert Zimmerman, who ran against George Santos in the 2022 midterm election, was at a rally outside the Nassau County Courthouse demanding an investigation to look at Santos's past. Santos is now being federally investigated after having, quote, embellished his resume. The investigation is said to be looking at possible irregularities relating to campaign finances. Some GOP members are also calling for Santos to be probed. New York's 1st District Representative-elect Nick LaLota says in a tweet, quote, I believe a full investigation by the House Ethics Committee and, if necessary, law enforcement is required. With less than a week before the next Congress meets on the Hill, the House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena of former President Donald Trump. The subpoena required Trump to turn over documents and provide testimony, something he will no longer have to do as the investigation comes to an end. Earlier this year, at a Harvard Institute of Politics forum, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney said her work on the House committee has been one of the most important moments in her professional career.
I hope that we have been able to lay out for the American people in a very clear and complete way each of the different elements of the effort that was underway to steal the election.
The committee has referred the case to the Justice Department for possible prosecution related to 4 other criminal charges against Trump. On Thursday, President Joe Biden signed the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill into law while on vacation, extending federal funding until September. The House of Representatives decided to ban the popular social media app TikTok from all House-managed cell phones. This comes as a government-wide ban of the app will soon take effect as part of the massive omnibus spending bill. Some say the Chinese-owned app poses high security risks. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed growing concerns about the app.
Generally speaking, the Biden administration is focused on challenge of certain countries, including China, seeking to leverage digital technologies and America's data in ways that present unacceptable national security risks.
Democrat Chris Mays will officially become Arizona's next attorney general after an automatic recount was conducted.
The people of Arizona came through for the country, and American democracy ran through the state of Arizona.
Mays beat Republican Abe Hamadeh by 280 votes after the automatic recount was completed. It was triggered due to the small margin between the two candidates back in November. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.